This is the Composer's Datebook for March 23rd. I'm John Burge. Any composer who sets out to write a violin concerto knows that his or her new work will be measured against the famous violin concertos of the past. In the fall of 1936, when Hungarian composer Béla Bartók decided to write a violin concerto, he also asked his publisher to send him some recent violin concertos by contemporary composers. After seeing what they had accomplished in the form, Bartók set to work, with much input from his violinist friend Zoltán Székely, for whom the new concerto was being written. Bartók was in America when Székely premiered his concerto, on today's date in 1939, with the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Willem Mengelberg. It was 4 years later that Bartók finally heard a live performance of his concerto at a New York Philharmonic concert. He wrote, "I was most happy that there is nothing wrong with the scoring. Nothing needs to be changed." But Bartók wasn't happy with one New York critic, who wrote that he didn't think the new work would ever displace the great violin concertos of the past. "How is it possible," commented Bartók, "to write such an idiotic thing? What fool fit for a madhouse would want to displace those works with his own?" Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.